Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, we want to hear a testimony about a former child actress. Talking about youth here.
Yeah.
A former child actress who is pretty famous and who had millions of dollars. And how she found the Lord. I mean, it's a remarkable story and one that will encourage us. But as we're talking about young people and their encounters with God, I want you to hear this now woman's testimony on how she found the Lord.
By about 10 years old, I'd done about 100 television commercials and 35 voiceovers. I sang and danced. I was on Broadway. I had enough money. I can't say I had made, millions of dollars, but I had enough money for a young single girl living in Manhattan to do kind of whatever I wanted to do. Studio 54 days, we're talking clubs and nightclubs. They would usher us in because we were on TV, and I walked the red carpet. I did all of that stuff. I dated celebrities, but still there was that void inside of me. I began doing drugs kind of on a regular basis. Eventually, I ended up in two rehabs. The first one, I was still convinced that just because I did drugs, I could still drink. So I had to learn that the hard way and end up in another rehab. I remember that night in the rehab intake room when I said, God, I need you. I had to find out who God was. So I began searching. Buddhism, Taoism, I read all sorts of things, self-help books. But the funny thing is, every time I earnestly prayed, God, I just want to know the truth, a Christian would show up. And I really didn't like Christians very much. I kind of thought they were sort of, Bible-thumping, judgmental sort of people. Except I had a problem. My brother had become born again. And I just watched his life change. But he never preached at me. He just lived his life as an example. And one day I was sitting at the table with my brother, and I said, I don't really understand, but I'm a house in the country. I have a great career. I'm dating a rock star, and I'm still not happy. He looked up from his newspaper, and he said, well, maybe you need to get saved. And I looked at him, and I thought about it for a moment, and I said, nah, no. That's not for me. I went to see the movie The Beauty and the Beast. And in that movie, love changes the beast. And I remember thinking about this on the way home, how that sort of touched something in me. And that night, when I got home, I got on my knees and I asked God. I said, God, just, zap me, do whatever you do, but I'm open and I'm willing. When I just basically decided to cross that line and allow Jesus specifically to come into my heart. And in that moment, alone in my bedroom, I just remember that feeling of the peace. When I was on my spiritual quest for truth, I was just looking to fill the void. And I read a lot of things and a lot of different books and a lot of different kinds of religion, but nothing really filled that void in my heart. And that's what I was really looking for. I was looking to find peace and contentment. And there wasn't anything but Christ that offered that to me. Until I found Christ, until I had that experience for myself, it was almost like fitting a round peg in a square hole. I've always had that desire from the day I got saved just to tell people what happened to me and just to explain that, hey, if you have a hole in your heart and you feel the way I do, I know the answer. Christ, Jesus Christ can fill that void for you if you let him, if you surrender.
Powerful testimony. You listen to Lisa Peluso, former child actress, and she did some acting in her adult life, come to the end of herself and realize, why am I not happy? Why am I not happy? You know, she's walked the red carpet. She's had the millions of dollars. She's done the party scene and the drugs and all that type of stuff. And she's asking her brother one day, I'm dating a rock star. Why am I not happy?
Mm-hmm.
Why am I not happy?
All right.
What do you say, Pat?
You just need to get saved. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. She goes, nah.
Yeah, that can't be it.
That can't be it. That can't be it. That's been told a couple times before, right? So that's yeah. been shared times before.
What's powerful, though, in that is that just during a Disney movie, like she went to see the Beauty and the Beast, and it was the Beast that was changed by love. And so many of us are like just are searching and searching, and we have all these things, and the world offers all these things. It's just like, but do you have love?
Mm-hmm.
Unconditional love, because that's what's going to change you, is when you encounter Christ's love.
All right.
Powerful, isn't it?
Powerful.
Yeah. You know, it's the love of God. The beast was transformed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, when you're searching, God used anything and anyone to speak to you.
Mm-hmm.
And she prayed that the powerful prayer that we talked about yesterday, that the single most powerful prayer known to man, that God mm-hmm. was guaranteed to answer.
Yeah.
Lord, reveal yourself to me. Show yourself to me.
Yeah.
And every time she prayed, a Christian would come by.
Yeah.
And it was amazing how probably at that time she didn't put it together, but God was hearing her prayers.
God was hearing her prayers.
That's right.
God was hearing her prayers, and that's what's powerful.
Yeah.
Is that when you begin to search and seek and look, God's going to be found.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
God's going to be found. But you got to open your heart. You got to say this stuff's not working.
Mm-hmm.
And she talks about this gaping hole, this vacuum that she had. She had no peace. And a lot of times people are looking for happiness. And happiness is just something that just happens.
Yeah.
But what you really want
is
joy.
Temporary, yeah.
Yeah, it's temporary. What you want is joy of the Lord, because it's God that can give you joy mm-hmm. in the midst of some of your greatest trials.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
It gives you the grace that you really have, you know, and the peace that passes all understanding, the Word of God says. It transcends all understanding. It rises above your ability to understand and grasp. I'm going through a trial, a circumstance, a bad situation, but for some reason, I'm experiencing a tremendous amount of peace. And it's the only peace that God can provide. I understand right. why one of his names is the Prince of Peace.
Yeah.
Mm.
You know, I've had moments in my life where I didn't know God, and I needed peace so bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just like, oh, my goodness, I just need to land. I need to settle, but you can't settle. You can't settle. You're restless.
Mm-hmm.
Every problem, every agitation, every situation has your stomach. You're in knots all the time.
Yeah.
It's this anxiousness, and once you get over one issue, you think another one arises and another one arises and another one arises, and you can't even sleep. So you're taking sleeping pills to go to bed, you're having coffee to get up, and it's
mm-hmm.
a continual nightmare. I'm telling you from firsthand experience. But let me tell you, when I found Jesus
mm-hmm.
and people's encounter, when they find Jesus, listen, it's not that the problems go away. You know, it's not that they disappear, but you know the one who holds everything in his hand.
Right.
He has everything taken care of. And with that, you know, I sleep very good these days. I sleep very good these days. But she's talking about this peace and this hole. And I talk about, it's kind of like having, you go into your bathroom and you can turn on the water in the tub.
Right.
And you can turn that water on full blast and you can let it just run all day and you go to work and come back. That tub is never going to be filled unless there is a plug. And life is so much like that. You can throw
wow.
drugs at it. You can throw partying at it. You can throw all sorts of fame and dating and this and that. And everything that the world tells you that you're supposed to have to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
You've tried it all. But at the end of the day, it leaves you still depressed,
empty.
Still down and out,
right.
broke, in debt, broken relationships, hurt. And continual letdown, and it just doesn't satisfy.
You're not filled. That's it.
You're not satisfied. Why? Mm. Because there's only one who can satisfy you.
Mm.
You can't put a square in a round hole, right?
That's right.
You can't put this other stuff that only God, only Jesus is able to fill. But let me tell you something. Once you have Jesus, I mean, you truly have Jesus. People say they have the Lord. They say he's their co-pilot. You know, they were a cross-runner. And I'm not against any of those. Yeah, hey, you know, you were a cross, that's fine. But Jesus is more than a Jesus pin on your shirt or your jacket or a tag on your car that says, you know, I love Jesus, mm-hmm. right? When you encounter God and you have a relationship with God and you walk with him and talk with him and abide with him every day, spend time with him, you have a relationship yeah. that's enriching. He begins to fill that vacuum, that hole, that emptiness, that longing for more, and everything that didn't make sense all of a sudden becomes clear. Yeah. It makes sense. You start seeing things clearly. And it'll change your life.
Mm-hmm.
It'll change your life. It's so encouraging when you hear this. It's like, wow. It never gets old, does it?
No.
Powerful.
Mm-mm.
It's the truth.
It's the truth.
Yeah.
It's the truth. And when someone first comes to God and they have such an excitement that they just want to share with everyone, I want to encourage you. Listen, maybe you just come to the Lord. Maybe you've been following the Lord for a long time. Share with someone. Go ahead and share. Tell someone. Tell your neighbor. Tell a family member.
Mm-hmm.
Tell somebody that doesn't know, listen, I am a follower of Jesus Christ. I love the Lord. And can I just tell you my story? Can I tell you how I met him?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone has a personal story. If you've met the Lord, we have written down a couple of our stories, and you can go to meetmyfather.org. We haven't shared everything, but my goodness, we've shared a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And we wanted to share with you that we're just simple, regular people that are broken and messed up without Jesus Christ and how we found the Lord and how we came to meet him
yeah.
as our own personal Lord and Savior. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, once you've encountered God, there's no way to go. I mean, he'll revolutionize your life.
That's right.
He'll revolutionize your life.
It is amazing how this is all working. It's people just like you, friends like you, that stand with us and understand, you know, we've got to make a difference in our generation, that stand with us prayerfully and financially, that just partner on a monthly basis to financially build a foundation that where we can carry this message not only to the nation of America, but to the nations of the world. It's amazing how so many people are being encouraged by a simple gift of a few dollars a month, $25 a month, $50 a month, whatever it is. And you know what? Together, if you're having difficulty in how to present the gospel to this generation, partner with us, and we together at VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program will bring the gospel to this nation and this nation, by God's grace, to the Lord. Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving. VFNTV.com and click on giving. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.